Fantastic day. It is busy. There are people everywhere, and they've all got their high-vis tops on, barring TK and I. We feel like we're missing out. But there's some fantastic support for Save Our Sons, and they're also the foundation for the Sydney markets as well. But Save Our Sons, we've been supporting them for years, and serve a lot of great people. Jeff Fenwick is here, and he joins us now. G'day, Jeff. Great to see you.
Yeah, great to see you guys as well.
Now, mate, you've just been out there winning a car for someone, you said.
Yeah, I had to fill in for a man who didn't turn up the markets this morning. His name was Radovan from Aruba, and had to press a button, and lucky Radovan's just got a brand new car.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
How good's that?
That is good. That is good, mate.
Maybe half a car.
That's it.
Half a car. There's got to be something for you there, surely.
I'll take the ribbon off the top.
Now, mate, you are a great supporter of Save Our Sons, and it's terrific to be out here at the markets, and this is a terrible, insidious disease that we're trying to eradicate somehow and get research money for Save Our Sons.
Yeah, people don't realise I'm blessed. I've got three beautiful, healthy children, and, some people who aren't as lucky have children who have this terrible disease, and they're just fighting to get a cure. And thanks to Ellie and Save Our Sons, I really do believe that there will be a cure soon.
That would be some great news. It's great to have you in, mate, because yesterday we saw down in Adelaide, we saw the big announcement. It's been 10 years in the making, the rematch of the Denny Green Anthony Mundine fight, mate. Well, firstly, initial thoughts.
I'm sure Danny Green is, and they're both excited. They're going to both earn enormous amounts of money. But as a spectacle, I think it's going to be terrible. As a for the authority that lets it go ahead, I think it's one of the greatest injustices in sport. Because here's Anthony Mundine, and I'm not going to say he's smart, telling people that he should be a 20-1 underdog. If he's more than a 20-1 underdog, he's a 100-1 underdog. He's been knocked down 6 or 8 times in his last 3 fights against guys who weigh 65 or 67 kilos, 70 kilos. Danny Green's going to weigh 90 on the Ooh. Night. And it's going to, and I'm not just saying this, and I say it because I say it because I really mean this. If Danny Green hits him with a very clean punch, Anthony could, face a serious health problem. I just believe that the fight shouldn't be allowed to go ahead. Forget the money. Listen. Most
but
people,
that's what it's about, really, isn't it?
Nothing else, lads. But listen, the people, and a lot of people want to watch Anthony Mundine get knocked out. Anthony wants to take those people's money. He's been great at that. But the truth of the subject is this. How does the authority let somebody who's been fighting at 70 kilos, let somebody who fought in his last fight at 86 kilos, he's going to lose 3 kilos, he'll put on 7 or 8 kilos overnight that night. It shouldn't be allowed. That wouldn't be allowed in America.
It's irresponsible in a way.
Well, it's terrible. And like I said, I'm a fan of boxing and all great, but and I'm not the biggest fan of Anthony Mundine. I'd like to see him get knocked out too. But it's going to happen. And like I said, if a guy had 60, look, and no disrespect to him, but Garth Wood knocked him out cold. If Danny Green lands one clean punch, and when Garth knocked him out, Anthony's stability as a boxer was much stronger than it is today. In his last few fights, he slipped and slipped and slipped, and he's getting hurt much easier with punches. So, look, I'm like I said, good luck to him. Let him earn $100 million. But whoever has supported this fight is supporting the wrong event.
Right, so you think, with his weight advantage, which is going to be substantial, and don't underestimate it, that he could be in serious health risk, Anthony Mundine.
100%. If Danny Green lands an open hand slap on Anthony, I believe he'll knock him down and knock him out. If he lands a clean blow to Anthony's chin or his head, I think Anthony could have health issues.
What did they fight at 10 years ago?
Super middleweight.
Because Danny had to lose so much, didn't he? He had to shed.
But listen, and again, I want to go back to that when Danny said it was about losing weight. Danny's lost that weight all his career. We've done that all our lives. And back then, they've got 24 to 30 hours to put weight on, slats. When I boxed, we had 10 hours, 12 hours.
Yeah.
So they've got lots of time to rehydrate and get strong. I just believe Danny fought a very bad fight that time. And I couldn't believe when Anthony Mundine beat him. But Danny will... It's going to be 1-1, no problem. And Danny, if Danny hits him in the first 20 seconds of the fight will be over. Just for you to know, slats, I don't know if you guys know, but I won a large amount of money when Danny Green fought Roy Jones. I backed Danny Green to knock him out in the first 3 rounds. Matter of fact, I got 80-1.
Wow.
Because I'd just seen that Roy Jones was finished. Roy Jones is far from finished compared to Anthony Mundine. Anthony Mundine's done. I mean, getting knocked down by those guys, and look, and to Anthony's credit, he got up, and I don't want to take nothing against, away from Anthony as well, but it's such a, it's the greatest mismatch in boxing history at this time.
Mm.
10 years ago, it was great, you know, but today, it shouldn't be allowed.
Mm. How are we travelling in the world of boxing in this country?
Look, we've got some great fighters. I'm training a young boy with the name of Brock Jarvis, who's had four fights, four wins, but a great kid who trains over. We've got Billy Dibb, who's still there out in the mix. He's here tonight, today, supporting Save Our Sons. We've got a lot of great fighters coming up. We've got, you know, Billy Hussain has got a gym full of young boys that are all full of potential. Paul Fleming, Luke Jackson, all those boys have got great potential. So we're in a good place. And look, for these guys, and like I said, it's great because we all want to earn money. If we can earn it the easy way, we want to earn it. But like I said, we have a law, and the law is supposed to be to protect the fighters, and that's foremost. And no disrespect again, but if I was Anthony's trainer, I would not let him fight.
Mm.
Do you think the authorities there, and I think it works, isn't there's a different authority in every state, Jeff, and that's half the problem. Is there a chance you don't think they should let the fight go ahead? Do you think there would be a chance that they could step in, or there's just so much money? They're talking about maybe 40,000 people at this fight and pay-per-view.
Well, I doubt they're going to get that. I mean, I don't think the people can be that stupid unless they're that stupid now. I don't know if that's a certain part of it.
Well, TK will agree with you. He doesn't like Adelaide.
All I'm saying is that, I'm sure the Melbourne people or the Sydney people know the fight game, know that this is a total mismatch. And anybody that knows about boxing knows. And look, like I said, we can all say good luck that Anthony's going to earn $10 million or whatever it may be. But if Anthony is seriously hurt, you can't spend $10 million, TK.
Yeah. So your prediction would be a knockout.
Oh, definitely.
To Denny Green in what? Two?
No. And again, I'm not sure how this is going to pan out. I'm not sure if Danny's going to let him do it. Carry him a couple of rounds. I'm not sure what's going to happen this year. Who knows? Because that's what I believe is going to happen. I believe this is a setup. These guys have had meetings over the last year and stuff.
A lot of meetings.
I've heard they've been in Melbourne talking. They were going to do this for a promo. So this is definitely not, for me, a real fight. Of course, it's going to be 1-1, and Danny's going to get revenge on a guy who's 41 and whose career's done. His chin's done. The guy who's going to tell you, when my chin was done, it was done.
Yeah.
I thought I could get back in there and do it. I never could. Every time I got hit, I got hurt.
Yeah.
You know, so I know. And Anthony's doing it worse than I'm doing. Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
It's interesting, huh?
It's just a quick one. Daniel Gill, of course, he's at the back end of his career, but I think he still wants another significant fight somewhere. And he's travelled overseas a lot and taken on the very, very best. Do you know where he's up to?
Yeah, well, my advice to Daniel as well, I've been there and done it, and be great if you could. I don't know if he needs money, if it's anything like that. When it's done, it's done, and losing the way he did in his last fight, it's done for Daniel as well.
Yeah, well, that Golovkin is serious.
Well, he's Golovkin, Cotto, and now Quinlan. So sometimes it's time to think of your health and stop. And like I said, for us fighters, it's the hardest thing. You always think you might be able to find. I've been there, so I'm preaching, and I haven't practiced what I've preached, but I've learned lessons from it. So I'm just letting you know the truth. I'll just speak it real.
Yeah. Well, I think in hindsight, we've all learned lessons like that, haven't we?
Well, you hope to, mate. You hope. Sometimes you're slow on the uptake.
And the great thing for the Australian public today, Slats, is all you got to do is wait 5 minutes after the fight. Don't waste your money. Don't go and give your money to the pay-per-view. And just 3 minutes later, it'll be on Fox Sports News, because that's all it's going to be. If the fight starts at 10, it'll be over at 10:05, and you'll just watch.
You'll see the highlights.
Yeah, let the Adelaide government lose their $30 million or whatever they're supposed to give over. Whoever conned them.
Yeah, that's right. What else in your life, mate? What else are you up to?
No, like I said, I just trained this young boy by the name of Brock Jarvis, so I'm really enjoying being back in the sport of boxing, because I haven't been in it for a while. And my little young daughter, if you want to look at my Facebook, she's doing some singing at the moment. So
nice.
Really proud of my young daughter, Kayla. So, and apart from that, I do as much as I can for charity stuff, because like I said, I haven't been the most perfect person in my life, but I always believe if you give back and do good things will happen for you.
Yeah,
so I'm very happy.
Good on you, mate. It's fantastic. It's great to see you here.
And everybody support Save Our Sons. Yeah. Be on social media and have a look, and really support this organisation, because like I said, I'm a father who compared to these people, I'm blessed. I've got three healthy children, and I couldn't imagine putting myself in a position that these fathers are in, fathers and mothers and their families, knowing their sons, That's right. I only got a short time to live. It's really hard. So that's why I work my backside off for these guys and try my best to make sure we give it their all.
Yep. Go to the website, saveoursons.org.au. Mate, always good to catch up, Jeffrey.
Thank you.